Today on Newsweek, we're talking about the story of Truett Cathy and Chick-fil-A and what it's become today. A long time ago, in 1967, Truett Cathy decided to make what was called the Dwarf Grill into a place that sold chicken. Truett Cathy was a philanthropist who decided that instead of just selling chicken, he would sell happiness to people. He would try and make them as happy as possible while giving them good food and helping his employees make a living. You could always see Truett Cathy on his days off walking over to the hospital and saying hi to the kids and giving them free meals. A long time ago, Truett Cathy went to a mine, and one of the workers there said, "My pleasure." And he thought it was such a great way to have his employees talk to the people buying the chicken, and that he had every one of his employees do it. Truett always said he was in the people business and not the chicken business. He liked to sell a better day to everyone, that they would come in for the chicken, but they would always leave happier. Truett never went to college, but in his journey, he thought that it was always better to give people an opportunity to strive and to grow, and that when you did that, it helps everyone. So over his time, he spent working under Chick-fil-A for the rest of his life even. He gave out lots of his profits in scholarships to his employees to go to college, in the end totaling about $35 million. But Chick-fil-A employees also inherited Truett's way of thinking and his way of working. They created this cult fan base that would come 5 times a month. It caused every store at Chick-fil-A stores make more money per store than McDonald's and Starbucks. And they're not even open on Sundays. One of these stories is of Cow Appreciation Day, where thousands of people dress up as cows on that one day just to get a free chicken sandwich. Now, if that isn't commitment, what is? I would never see someone doing that for McDonald's. In fact, employees might even walk you to your car holding an umbrella if it's raining outside. Needless to say, customer service is one of the best around. And instead of marketing by ads, they give people food. And then they just put it on TV. And that's a great way to have your money work for your community. And they just go by word of mouth. That's how they work. At Chick-fil-A, they've become the highest same store sales and the largest quick service chicken seller per restaurant. They're also the highest buyer of lemons in the US, outpacing everyone else in the top 10 combined. They sell lots and lots of lemonade.